It's Wednesday, April 29th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The launch of a new AI initiative aims to integrate artificial intelligence into Indiana businesses. The long-awaited Farm Bill, which sets policies for agriculture and food, could make it to the House floor by the end of the week. And the Indiana Department of Education will pilot a program that aims to use artificial intelligence to identify students who are at risk of becoming chronically absent. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The launch of a new AI initiative aims to integrate artificial intelligence into Indiana businesses. As Ben Thorpe reports, Governor Mike Braun says the plan is to make sure the state doesn't get left behind in adopting the new technology.
Braun gathered with state business leaders to announce efforts to make artificial intelligence part of Indiana's economy. The governor pitched the AI initiative as a way to create jobs and increase wages. Across the country, some experts have warned AI could lead to workforce reductions. Braun acknowledged the state and businesses have to work to understand the technology.
I think that is the way I look at it, as an opportunity. Anything new, you gotta not necessarily embrace it without question, but if you avoid it, you might regret it down the road.
The program aims to help businesses identify places where AI can improve operations and will involve roadshows and virtual information sessions. Braun was repeatedly asked about funding for the initiative and did not provide a clear answer. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
The long-awaited Farm Bill could make it to the House floor by the end of the week. The bill, which sets policies for agriculture and food, went to the Rules Committee Monday at 1 p.m. The Director of National Government Affairs of the Indiana Farm Bureau, Brantley Seifers, says the committee has its work cut out.
The Rules Committee has about 340 amendments to go through for a potential farm bill. So a lot of work ahead of them, but we'll know more once they conclude. We see what amendments are going to be in, what amendments are going to be out, and debated on the House floor.
A proposal for year-round E15 fuel sales is included in the bill and would be a potential boon for the state's corn industry.
There's a lot of big wins for the farm bill. For Indiana members, farmers across the state, it's certainty they haven't had for several years now. We've been needing this farm bill to get across.
The farm bill is typically updated every 5 years, but due to government shutdowns and international conflicts, it is currently 3 years past due. When students miss lots of school, it can get in the way of learning and lower their chances of graduating. Dylan Pierce McCoy reports that Indiana will pilot a program that aims to use artificial intelligence to identify students who are at risk of becoming chronically absent.
The Indiana Department of Education is planning to pilot a new tool developed by the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington-based think tank. The tool uses machine learning to flag students who are at higher risk of becoming chronically absent. The department's Stephen Balco told a state commission on children that schools can use it to find students who may need support.
You can reach out to the family and say, hey, what do you need? What's the missing piece? How can we help?
Indiana's chronic absenteeism rate has steadily declined over the past few years. About 17% of Indiana students were considered chronically absent last school year. I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy in Indianapolis.
A new report says Indiana ranks 38th in the nation for teacher pay. That's despite recent efforts by lawmakers to boost teacher salaries. As the Indiana Capital Chronicle reports, the National Education Association finds the average teacher salary in Indiana hit just above $61,000 for the 2024-25 school year. But the national average teacher salary was more than $74,000 in the same school year. Looking at starting teacher salaries, Indiana ranks 34th in the nation. Last year, lawmakers passed legislation raising the minimum required starting teacher salary from $40,000 to $45,000. But local districts are in charge of actually funding the salaries through state and property tax revenue. The state is 40th in the nation for both education support professional salaries and per student spending. More news in a moment. Read the latest news from WBOI when you cannot listen. WBOI.org has the latest news from our reporters, national headlines from NPR, and weather to get you through your day. While there, you can get to know and provide tips to the WBOI news team. Get the latest news anytime on your time at WBOI.org/news. Here's what to know for today. The city of Fort Wayne released official numbers from its emergency winter contingency shelter programs Monday. A federal grand jury indicted 8 people last week for operating an illegal casino in Fort Wayne. And new restrictions for the federal food assistance program known as SNAP went into effect in Indiana this year. That's who and what for Wednesday, April 29th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.